The creator of Ready Player One wants you to unplug sometimes.
You have to find a balance in your life between fantasy and reality, because both are necessary elements of being a happy person.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The movie Ready Player One opens in theaters this weekend. No pressure, but the novel was a bestseller and fan favorite. It's all set in the year 2045, in a version of the future where people spend more time in a virtual world called the Oasis than they do in the real world. Its designer has died, and he's created a contest inside the virtual world. The winner inherits his fortune and all of Oasis. The book and the movie are both gold for fans of pop culture, 80s movies, and video games. And given the 80s flavor, it's no surprise that Steven Spielberg signed on to direct the movie. Ernest Cline wrote the book and was also one of the screenwriters on the film. And I asked him if he really thinks we'll eventually spend all of our time in virtual reality.
Yes, I do, you know, and I think it's actually happening a lot more quickly than I predicted in my novel. You know, in my mind, it seems like the inevitable end of the evolution of video games. Computer simulation goes from, you know, as rudimentary as we can create when we first invent it to, you know, becoming photorealistic and indistinguishable from reality. There's nowhere else for it to evolve. So I think that's where we're headed. And it seems to be, you know, happening extremely fast.
That's funny, because I was going to ask if you thought it would take until 2045 to get that good. But do you think even since 2011 or so to now?
Yeah, you know, strangely, and not to be self-aggrandizing, but it seems like in some ways Ready Player One is becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy because of the publication of the novel. You know, right at the time that it came out was the same summer that Oculus Rift was invented and that company was founded. And because of that, you know, as soon as my novel was published, it was immediately recommended to everybody who was working in virtual reality at the time. And then, you know, they've since told me that they still give out copies of the novel to everyone who comes to work at Oculus as inspiration to work in virtual reality, which is really, really flattering. But also, I think just a part of it is luck and timing, in that I wrote this novel imagining virtual reality right at the moment when our technology finally caught up with the idea.
Yeah, the movie certainly has more of a message, I think, about unplugging, the importance of the real world and of disconnecting. And that we're in the middle of a conversation about, you know, sort of tech addiction and going too far. Was that deliberate?
Yes. You know, it is a theme that's explored in the novel. You know, the last line of the novel is about unplugging and the protagonist kind of realizing that reality is the only place you can find true happiness, because reality is real. And so, you know, Steven took it a bit further by having them actually shut the Oasis down for a couple days a week. But that just draws the theme of striking a balance that's in the book closer to the forefront. But that was always kind of my intention. I don't think the internet is a bad thing, and I'm fascinated by the way in which it's a communication tool, right? You know, but we oftentimes use it as a way to not communicate to the people who are right around us. You have to find a balance in your life between fantasy and reality, because both are necessary elements of being a happy person.
I know there was an Easter egg in the book Ready Player One. Easter eggs is like the whole point of this entire thing. Is there an Easter egg in the movie?
There are a few million Easter eggs in this movie.
Not just the ones I get to look for and pause and, you know, I mean, the secret kind.
You know, I don't even know all the Easter eggs in this movie. Steven doesn't either, you know, because ILM and Digital Domain, who did the Oasis and the real world special effects respectively, they each snuck Easter eggs in without telling us. And Steven, you know, only spotted a few of them at the last minute. So I think once the Blu-ray comes out, we're all going to be going through it frame by frame to find all the Easter eggs. But I don't know if any of these Easter eggs will lead you to fame and fortune.
That's Ernest Cline, author of Ready Player One and a screenwriter on the new movie. Now, I saw a screener of the movie before I talked to Ernest Cline. I won't spoil it for you, but I will say that I loved the book, and I know I wasn't alone in feeling a little nervous about the trailers and, you know, the animated Avatar thing, but I am here to tell you, it worked. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.